Good morning. It's 7:33 now. It's Ciliberto and Cimarano. Paul Ciliberto, Michelle Cimarano. Ashley Mulligan is here. Carol Montana, Sullivan County Democrat. And we're going to the Roscoe Beer Thunderline. We said you never know who's going to be joining us this morning. Well, we are saying good morning to the man who is on his way to Thunder Country. The wrap-up to the edible arrangements of Orange County Country Mega Ticket Series at Bethelwood Center for the Arts, along with Dan and Shay and Michael Ray. Darius Rucker on the Roscoe Beer Thunderline. Darius, good morning. Welcome to Thunder Country.
Morning. How are you guys doing today?
We are doing well. It's so great to talk to you. We had a chance a couple times to say hello to you when you were here at Bethel Woods in the past, but the last time we actually had a chance to talk to you, believe it or not, and it's so cool to see how things have just amazingly progressed for you. We spoke to you when you were going to be performing at Cove Haven in Pennsylvania. And it was just before you were heading to Nashville to put your band together. And then from that point on, just things exploded. And it's so good to see just see how things have been going and get a chance to talk to you and say we're thrilled that you're coming back to Thunder Country.
Well, thank you. It's been a fun run. You know, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with this, but it's been an awesome 9 years, and I'm trying to have more fun.
It's been an incredible 9 years. As a matter of fact, we were talking that day, and we were laughing because I was talking about a gentleman who is from what I call the old country, Northeast Pennsylvania, where I'm from. A gentleman who at that time you were working with, and you were talking about how you would go into on radio tours and to promote your upcoming country music career. And he would end up talking about his song, Where Are You Now? Jimmy Harden. And we were talking about that, laughing about how you and Jimmy used to go on radio tours. And that's how long ago it was. And, man, to see how things have unfolded, just incredible.
Oh, it's been fun. You know, Jimmy's my guy. You know, and Where Are You Now? Yeah, that's his big hit. I would give him a hard time about that. But, so Jimmy's one of the reasons I had success. And this has been such a crazy, crazy roller coaster ride. You know, I'm still holding on and trying to make the best of it.
Yeah, because it was like one of your last shows with Hootie and the Blowfish that we were talking to you, and so many awards, so many accolades, and you know, now to be coming back to Bethel Woods, and again coming back to the original site of the 1969 Woodstock Festival. Like I said, I know you've been here before, but we're thrilled that you're coming back on Sunday.
Oh, it's always to go there, play there. It's always awesome for me because you know I always make sure I go to the museum and walk around and look at everything, and I'm always, Woodstock was so important to music, and to be playing in that area, it's always got a different feel, a cool feel, a feel of, you know, nice loving feel, and so, man, I'm so looking forward to coming back to Bethel Woods.
Yeah, we are looking forward to you being here.
And you're going to be here with the Good for a Good Time tour with Dan and Shay and Michael Ray, and how has it been, you know, having those guys on tour with you this summer?
Well, it's been incredible. I mean, I guess it's great. Great musicians, and both all those guys they're rising so quick in country music, and they're great guys. I mean, great guys to hang out with, great guys to sit and have a beer with, or talk and laugh with, and you know, and their shows are great. So it's been fun watching them grow into who they are, and it's been fun watching them try, you know, just give everything they got every day.
And any antics, any pranks happening? I feel like there's, you know, I've seen some of the stuff that has happened to you in the past, being on tour with, like, Rascal Flatts. Have you, like, just taken it out on them at all yet?
Oh, not yet. You wait till later in the tour to do it so they can't get you back.
Great. Your current single, If I Told You, doing so well. And, again, just into that groove that has been just nothing but a, really, quite frankly, a hit-making machine for 9 years now. And really, the transition was so smooth, you know, from Hootie and the Blowfish to just an amazing country music superstar. I mean, did you feel that there were going to be many obstacles along the way? Have there been obstacles that we may not have noticed, or has it been as smooth as it seems? I know there's a lot of hard work that went into it. Don't get me wrong, but has it been as smooth a transition as it seemed?
Like you said, it was a lot of hard work at the beginning, and it was, we didn't know what was going to happen, or if you know, country music was gonna play my music, and we didn't know what was going to happen with the radio. And so when we did the radio tour, I think it really helped a lot. But once I don't think Don't Think Another Thing About It came out, and it started moving up the charts. It really was a smooth transition, and we just, you know, just kept trying to put out good songs.
Yeah, and boy, did you ever. Mm-hmm. It has been an amazing run. Darius Rucker, thank you for your time. We really appreciate you joining us this morning. Again, we're thrilled that you're on your way to Thunder Country Sunday. You'll be here at Bethelwood Center for the Arts along with Dan and Shay and Michael Ray. And congratulations on, just as we've said, just an amazing run. And here's to many, many, many more, as you had said. And all the best, and look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Well, thank you, guys. I'm looking forward to coming. It's going to be a great night. I mean, I'll see you guys there, and I can't wait.
All right. Hopefully you'll get a chance to join us as we broadcast live again on Sunday prior to the gates opening, and we'll see you then.
I'll take care of you guys. Thanks.
Darius Rucker, coming to Thunder Country. What a gentleman he is.
Really?
What a class act. And it is really cool because it was really the last performance with Hootie and the Blowfish. He was heading back to Nashville to get his band together. And it was just prior to, you know, his first single release. And just from that point on, and to see him, as we have seen him a couple times, Michelle, perform live in very small, intimate settings in Nashville. Best way to describe that guy is that he is simply smooth. And what a show he puts on. So we're looking forward to seeing him.
That's great.
We were told he was very possibly going to be calling this morning. And
son of a
sure
gun,
enough,
there he was.
He did. So Darius Rucker coming to Thunder Country, wrapping up the Edible Arrangements of Orange County Country Mega Ticket Series at Bethelwood Center for the Arts.
Ciliberto and Cimarano, weekday mornings on Lightning Hot Country. Thunder 102. Thunder 102.